This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the Act as the next step forward for MNREGA, which is in favour of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is working round the clock with farmers' interest as the top priority. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertiliser project worth 10,601 crore rupees in Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam yesterday. Mr. Modi said the nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman mein desh ke kisanon ki yahan ke annadataon ki bahut badi bhumika hai. Isliye hamari sarkar kisanon ke hiton ko sarvopari rakhte hue din raat kaam kar rahi hai. Yahan aap sabhi ko किसान हितेशी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है. कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे. आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना ये सुनिश्चित करेगा.
The Prime Minister emphasized the fertilizer plant in Namrup, in addition to catering to Assam's needs, will also serve neighboring states, reduce dependence on fertilizer imports, and generate substantial employment opportunities. On the second day of his visit to Assam yesterday, the Prime Minister also interacted with students during a Pariksha Pe Charcha program aboard a cruise ship on the Brahmaputra River. Mr. Modi also visited the newly constructed Swahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragaon in Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement, and paid tribute to the martyrs. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that recently notified Petroleum and Natural Gas Rules 2025 will introduce a paradigm shift in India's quest to strengthen and boost domestic production of hydrocarbons. Sharing a news article in a social media post, the minister said the new rules provide a momentum towards achieving India's energy security. He said the new rules put a time limit on approvals. Any application for a petroleum lease now has to be decided within 180 days. Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that electric mobility is emerging as a powerful engine of entrepreneurship, employment and livelihoods. He was speaking to the media during a visit to the electric vehicle EV Expo in New Delhi yesterday. He said the government-backed ecosystem has enabled young entrepreneurs to start EV-related ventures with modest investments and scale them into high-turnover enterprises. The 20th edition of Divya Kala Mela concluded yesterday with a colourful closing ceremony at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The 9-day fair showcased the creativity, resilience and entrepreneurial spirit of Divyangjan from across the country. The Divya Kala Mela, organized by Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, witnessed over 100 Divyang artisans and entrepreneurs from 20 states. And that's the end of this news bulletin.